This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Questions remain about the mental health services a Taunton man named Arthur DeRosa received the day before he went on a lethal stabbing rampage Tuesday evening. Today, the hospital where DeRosa went for help, Morton Hospital in Taunton, says it has banned the contractor that evaluates MassHealth patients who come in with psychiatric emergencies. State policy says emergency mental health evaluations of patients with MassHealth or Medicaid must be done by outside behavioral health vendors. They're known as emergency service programs. Yesterday, Morton Hospital called that policy misguided. It wants its own clinicians to evaluate all patients. The emergency services program the hospital is banning is actually run by the State Department of Mental Health. Megan Wichnick is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness Massachusetts chapter. She thinks the system works sometimes.
By and large, on our helpline, we hear that some agencies are really effective, work really well with their local community, with their local hospitals, with their law enforcement, and they've just developed a really good groove with their community. And then some just are not as well equipped to help all the people who need help in their region.
And give us an example of the differences in the two. How do things work when they work well?
When an emergency service provider works well with their community, that means that the police and the community know the emergency service provider, and they know when and how they can use them to de-escalate a mental health crisis. The emergency service provider will work well with schools. The schools will call them when they need someone to come in and do a mobile crisis intervention. I think it's about building relationships in the community with the emergency service provider and connecting the people who utilize their services to other longer-term community-based supports.
And when they don't work well?
A person may just have a brush with the emergency service provider and either be admitted or be, you know, left in the community without connections to other resources. We've heard that some hospital systems work well with their emergency service provider, and some find that the work might be duplicative or that they could do that evaluation more quickly or more efficiently if they didn't have to call in a third party.
And contrast that with somebody who comes in with private insurance to the emergency room and believes that they need mental health help.
If a person with private insurance presents at an emergency department, they would be seen by someone, either a clinician on call, or if they have a psychiatric unit, if they could call someone down, like a psychiatrist, to do that evaluation.
So just to be clear, somebody who comes in with private insurance is seen by somebody who works within the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A clinician there.
Yes.
Megan, what options would the hospital or the emergency service program have had in terms of keeping somebody like Mr. DeRosa at the hospital if they felt he was a danger to himself or others?
It depends on, I guess, how he's presenting and what he's willing to do. If he was unwilling to be admitted into a psychiatric facility, but the hospital or whoever did that evaluation, an emergency service provider, decided that he was a danger to himself or someone else, then a person can be admitted for up to 72 hours on an involuntary status. So he would be taken to either the psychiatric unit in that hospital or transported to another facility for up to 3 days.
And that stay could be extended if they get a court order.
Yes.
There's so much that we don't know about the case of Arthur DeRosa, but what does an incident like this bring to mind for you? Because there are so many kind of moving parts here. What comes to the forefront for you?
I was just overwhelmed with sadness when I heard that this happened, because it sounds like he and his family could recognize that he needed help, but it just wasn't, nothing lined up, you know, quite right. And there are so many things that we have to really get just in place: insurance, the right assessment, the right resources, the bed availability. And just to get all of those things in line in the right place, it's almost like you have to have the cosmos working with you to get the right treatment. And I wish it weren't that hard for people who need it. And on top of that, the stigma around seeking mental health treatment is so great that maybe this could have been prevented if he had been in treatment before this crisis really hit its peak.
Before it gets to a crisis point. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Megan Wichnick, Resource Helpline Director for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Massachusetts. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Two people died in the Tuesday attack at a private home and at a mall. Several others were injured. Authorities say DeRosa did not know any of his victims.